the hell is that?
It's a wedding cake for little Joni Winston up the street. You know, Sam and Edna's daughter. That's a girl? Woof! Dorothy, what are you doing up?
Her banging woke me.
What are you talking about?
The toilet seat, Ma. Four women live in this house. The toilet seat never has to move. You always manage to make it bang.
Forgive me, sweetheart. Why don't you just get me a litter box to keep next to my nightstand?
Rose, is that a wedding cake you're making?
Yeah, it's my wedding present to little Joni Winston.
Oh, Joni Winston's getting married. How lovely. I wonder how she'll fix the hair on her ears.
Well, the wildest part of the evening was when the Latin busboy dropped his crumb brush in my lap.
Oh, not the man of your dreams, huh?
On a scale of 1 to 10, a 7.
Well, that's not bad.
Actually, he was more like a 5, but he just looked so good with me on his arm, I gave him another 2 points. Ooh, that cake looks delicious. Let's cut her up.
Well, I was going to give it to Joni Winston, but if you're really that hungry, I'd still have time to make another one for the wedding. Of course, I have to address those 3,000 envelopes in the morning after I pick up the decorations for the hootenanny at the church. But that'll still give me plenty of time to wash cars in the afternoon and give blood before 7.
Rose, this is insane. Honey, you have to learn how to say no.
Hey, why don't you just sit down here with us and relax for a while? What do you say we have our usual?
Great idea. I'll get the bowls and the spoons.
I'll get the ice cream.
I'll get the chocolate sauce and the whipped cream.
Oh, wait a minute.
Did anybody see a piece of paper with some directions on it?
Oh, honey, we've made these sundaes hundreds of times. We don't need directions.
No, I mean directions for the wedding. I promised to get the cake there by 8 o'clock.
Do you believe her? She doesn't stop for a minute.
I don't agree with it, but I do understand the thinking behind it. My granddaddy was the same way. He always said, idle hands are the devil's workshop. Of course, he also said sitting on cold concrete will cause hemorrhoids. So we just sort of learned when to ignore him. Oh, my
Rose,
God!
Rose!
Honey?
What happened? Honey!
Call an ambulance!
Oh, my goodness.
Rose.
Oh, here, take it easy, take it easy.
Dorothy, I'm scared. I've never seen Rose look so terrible.
I know. I'm worried, too.
Will you two knock it off? I'm telling you, there's nothing to worry about.
Ma, how do you know that?
When you reach my age, you get pretty good at spotting the 12 warning signs of death.
What are they?
Number one, your children start visiting during the week. Number two, your doctor won't let you post date a check. Number three, you can't eat cream of wheat because it's too spicy.
Will you stop? Will you stop? I mean, this could be serious.
Of course it could. That's why I'm trying not to think about it. I'll be honest. If anything happened to Rose, it would be like losing one of my own children. I'm going to the cafeteria. My canasta club gives this hospital's jello 3 stars.
Excuse me, are you the ladies who came in with Mrs. Nyland?
Yes, yes, we are.
I'm Dr. Wallerstein. I've been treating her since she was brought in.
Oh, Dorothy, she's going to be all right. Her doctor's a Jew.
Blanche, please. How is she, Dr. Jew? Wallerstein.
Why don't you come see for yourselves?
Rose, honey, how you feeling?
Oh, you gave us quite a scare. Oh,
doctor, is she going to be all right?
She'll be fine. It was just an esophageal spasm.
A what?
A constriction of the food pipe. It can be very painful and frightening, but it's not at all serious.
Oh, thank God.
She just needs to take it easy for a few days, and she'll be as good as new. Rose, I want you to relax here for a few more minutes, and then your friends can take you home.
Oh, good.
Thank you, doctor.
Yes, thank you. Is he gone?
Yeah, is something wrong? You want him back?
No, no, I just wanted to make sure he was gone. I have to tell you what happened. I died. I died and went to heaven.
Rose, honey, you didn't die. You passed out. You hallucinated. Remember that New Year's Eve when you had the 3 margaritas? You thought you were an animated broom in Fantasia?
Look, I know it sounds crazy. That's why I wouldn't tell anybody but my two closest friends. But it's true. It really is. I died and went to heaven. Well, it wasn't actually heaven proper. It was somewhere on the outskirts.
You died and went to a suburb of heaven?
No. No, it was an enormous train station. Like Grand Central, only cleaner. And without Hare Krishnas asking for money. There were people everywhere, rushing off to catch trains, sitting on benches, browsing in the souvenir shop.
The souvenir shop?
Well, of course, Blanche. They were all buying T-shirts. You know, the ones that say, "Today is the first day of the end of your life."
And at the information desk was this huge train schedule. And next to every departure, it said, "Destination Heaven." My first thought was, gee, what a great title for a movie. My second thought was, damn, I'm dead. Well, I was so stunned, I just started wandering aimlessly through this train station when I heard a familiar voice calling, "Rose, Rose, is that really you?" It was my Uncle Johansson. He died when I was 9 years old. A steam shovel hit him in the mouth. I was so happy to see a familiar face.
Well, at least from the nose up.
Right. Anyway, Uncle Johansson asked to see my ticket. And he said, "Whoa, whoa, this is a wound trip ticket. You can go back and continue to live your life. But before you go, I have two pieces of advice. Don't get hit in the mouth with a steam shovel. That can kill you. And make the most of the time you're given. You'd be surprised how quickly it goes."
Listen, Rose, honey, it's been a very tough night for all of us. So why don't we go home and rest and we'll talk about your trip now.
But Dorothy, don't you realize what happened? I died and came back. I was given a second chance. A chance to do all the things I've never done. A chance to live my life for myself for a change. Oh, you're looking at a new Rose Nyland. The girl who's gonna eat life.
Hi, Cookie. How are you feeling?
Oh, fine, Sophia. But I did die. I died and went to heaven.
That's nice. Find out what pills they gave her and ask for a doggy bag.
I'm coming. Hello? No, Rose is not here. Do you have any idea what time it is? No, it is not party time. It is sleepy time. No, that is not an invitation. Sir, you cannot die from that. No, it's just uncomfortable. Take a cold shower and the normal color will return. Bye-bye.
Now, who in hell was that?
Another one of Rose's new friends.
Friends? They're more like animals. All they do is party and carry on all hours of the night. I am abhorred.
We know what you are, Blanche. I'm glad to finally hear you admit it.
Sophia, I said abhorred.
Abhorred, a slut, a tramp, it's all the same.
Ma, we're talking about Rose.
Yeah, lately she's been abhorred too.
Frankly, I am worried about her. You know, this new lifestyle is probably harder on her than it is on us.
What do you mean, harder on her? We're the ones who have to carry all the responsibility around here while she's out there eating life.
I ate life once. Not a bad cereal. When we run out of shredded wheat, let's give it a try again.
Ma, go to bed.
Maybe I'll have some shredded wheat now. That way we'll get to the life sooner.
I'm really worried about her.
Oh, Sophia's always like that when you wake her up in the middle of the night.
No, not Ma Rose. Ever since she took that death trip, she's been a different person.
Well, that's no excuse. Shirley MacLaine died 5 or 6 times, and she's just sweet as pie.
Oh, hi, girls. I'm glad you're still up. We're on our way to the beach for a sunrise breakfast. Why don't you get dressed and join us?
No, thank you, Rose.
Well, okay, suit yourself. I'm just going to grab a few blankets and be on my way.
Rose, come on, sit down. We have to talk.
I can't, Dorothy. I've got six people waiting in the van, and they're kind of a rowdy bunch.
Rose, don't you think you're overdoing this?
Overdoing what?
Oh, come on, Rose. It's okay to want to get more out of life, but you're pushing yourself too hard.
I can handle it.
No, you can't, and neither can we. You're driving us crazy.
Hey, I'm just trying to live my life.
Yes, but you're ruining ours. You get phone calls at all hours of the night. You have people running in and out of this house, and you don't do a thing to help out around here anymore.
Oh, so that's what this is about. You're just upset because I'm not the old Rose sitting around the house doing things for everybody else.
Now, that's not true.
Yes, it is.
Oh, Rose, honey, we're only thinking of you.
Well, I'm only thinking of me, too. And if you two can't adjust to my new lifestyle, well, maybe we have a problem here.
No, Rose, you're the one who has a problem.
Are you telling me that I can't live my life the way I want?
Not if it means disrupting everybody else's life, Rose. You're getting impossible to live with.
Is that so? Well, then, I guess there's just one thing to do. I guess I'll just have to move out.
Hey, I got a letter from Gina Marie Donatelli. Her cousin Joe is hanging the wallpaper in Tony Bennett's guest bathroom.
Oh, that's nice.
He says celebrities stop by there all the time. In one day, he saw Dean Martin, Liberace, Don Rickles, and Mitzi Gaynor.
All of these people stop by to use the bathroom on the same day?
What am I, urologist to the stars? I'm just telling you what she told me.
Sorry, Ma. I wasn't paying attention. I keep thinking about Rose.
Oh, just forget about her. If she doesn't want to be our roommate, that is fine with me. In fact, I'm happy she's leaving. You see how happy I am, Doc? You try it. Go.
If you don't mind, Blanche, I'll laugh on the inside.
Well, the car's all packed and I'm ready to go.
Rose, before you go, I just want to give you a little advice. Sometimes in life, you start out down one path. Suddenly, the wind changes direction, and you find yourself swimming upstream, looking for new horizons.
Ma, what the hell does that mean?
Don't get smart with me. If I was a short, bald guy in a diaper spouting this gibberish, I'd be running Indian.
Well, I guess this is it.
Yep, guess so.
Isn't it funny how things turn out? Being dead really changed my life.
Does that for a lot of people, Rose?
I know you don't understand, and I know you don't approve, but I'm doing what I have to do, and I feel good about it. Well, thanks for everything. It's been great.
Rose, I'll see that all your mail is forwarded.
Thanks, I'd appreciate that.
Oh, Rose. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Hi, Stephanie.
Hi, Rhonda.
It's Rose.
Sorry.
Oh, that's quite all right. There's a little poem my mom made up that might help you remember. It goes,
hey, your name is Rose. I think I can handle that.
Okie dokie. Hey, why don't we take a nice walk on the beach? It's right outside the door.
I hate the beach.
Well, then why do you live here?
It's near work. Do you have a Valium?
No. Oh, but I do have a tangerine lifesaver. That always helps chase the blues away from me.
No, thanks. I don't like the hard stuff.
Hi, Steph.
Stephanie.
God, am I beat. That London trip is a killer. I've got to be in Paris in 12 hours. I'm going to get some rest.
Hi, Liz. We haven't met, but I'm...
Stephanie's mother. I'd recognize you anywhere.
No, I'm Rose, your new roommate.
Great. Welcome aboard.
Well, she seems like a nice person. Where's she from?
I don't know.
Is she a beach person?
I don't know.
How long have you lived together?
About a year.
Really?
Look, Rose, we all kind of go our separate ways around here. And besides, you have your own friends, don't you?
Well, I've sort of lost touch with my new beach friends. Well, that's okay. I'm a loner. A rebel. Wow, I can't believe I'm actually living right on the beach. Oh, I remember the first time I ever saw the ocean. It was on my honeymoon. My husband, Charlie, and I drove from Minnesota to New York. Well, actually, we were driving to California. We were young and in love, and I was blowing in Charlie's ear. He lost his sense of direction on the turnpike. We didn't care. We were just so crazy about each other that,
Oh, hi, Dorothy.
Man, what's all that stuff?
Well, I know how down in the dumps we've both been since Rose moved out, so I thought I'd buy us a little something to cheer us up.
Oh, how sweet of you.
I know. This is for me. This is for me. This is for me. This was for you, but it's so cute. Now it's for me. This is for you.
Edible panties. Oh, what a lovely sentiment. Thank you.
You really like them?
I like them. I love them. In fact, I may have the waistband with a glass of milk before I go to bed tonight.
What's going on here?
Oh, I just did some shopping to cheer us up about Rose, but it didn't work.
Let me tell you two a story.
No.
A short story.
No.
An anecdote. I won't take no for an answer. Picture this. 90-year-old twins, Ralph and Nunzio, sitting on a park bench. Ralph says to Nunzio, "Hey, whatever happened to that streaking craze?" And Nunzio says, "What streaking craze?" And Ralph says, "You know, when everybody would take off their clothes and run down the street." So Nunzio says, "Hey, that sounds like fun. I think I'll do it right now." So 90 years old, he gets naked and goes off down the street right past these two old ladies, Carlotta and Maria. Maria turns to Carlotta and says, "What the hell was that?" And Carlotta says, "I don't know, but whatever it was, it sure needs ironing."
Ma, what's the point?
With a story, you get a point. With an anecdote, pure entertainment.
Look, we are very upset about Rose. We don't want to be entertained.
All right. I'll give you a point without a story, but just this once. If you really miss her, go tell her. Maybe she misses you, too.
I don't know, Blanche. What do you think?
I really miss her.
Oh, so do I. Let's go tell
her. But wait a minute, Dorothy. If she misses us, how come she hasn't called?
Maybe she died, Blanche. It happened before. Maybe this time it took.
Hello, Stephanie.
Hi, Rose.
Oh, Liz, I didn't know you were home.
Oh, my flight got canceled.
Do you realize this is the first time the three of us have been together in 2 weeks? Hey, I have a great idea. Why don't I whip us roomies up a great big fancy dinner?
Oh, sorry, Rose. I've already got plans.
So do I. See you later.
Look, Rose, you're a real sweet person, but I have to be honest with you. We're all just roommates around here, not friends. I hope that's okay.
Oh, that's fine. Great.
Good. Night, Rose.
Oh, hello. Is there a Rose Nile?
Dorothy! Blanche, come on in! Oh, Liz, Steph, these are my old roommates. Dorothy and Blanche.
How do you do?
Nice to meet you,
Liz. Yes. Have to run, sorry.
Oh. Nice meeting
you. Right. I'll catch up with you two later.
What?
When? Two kids. Oh, we have so many running jokes. Well, what brings you two here?
Oh, no thanks. We were in the neighborhood and we thought we'd, you know, just drop by.
Well, it's lucky you caught me. I mean, in the evening, I'm usually out with Liz and Steph and the rest of the beach crowd.
Then everything's working out?
I'll be honest with you.
Yes.
It is a dream come true.
Great. Great. Just great.
Yep. Yeah.
Rose, look, we did come here for a reason. We wanted to tell you...
Yeah, how happy we are that you're doing so well.
So I guess we should get going, huh?
Oh, well, you don't have to rush on.
Well, I thought you were meeting your roommates.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We're just going to be doing some beach stuff.
Well, you take care.
You too.
Oh, and you certainly do have a pretty place here.
Oh, yeah, who wouldn't love it?
Well, bye-bye, Rose.
Bye. Hello.
Front door.
Hello, front door. Did two ladies just leave?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Hello, front door. It's me again. My name is Rose Nyland in 118. We haven't actually met, and I know this may sound a little bold, but I was wondering if... Do you suppose you might like to go out and have a cup of coffee or something?
I'd like to, but at the moment I'm pretty heavily involved with 122.
Oh. Sounds like a nice number. Night.
It is Saturday night, and I, Blanche Devereaux, the most witty, stunning, criminally sensuous woman to come out of the South since Miss Tallulah Bankhead, do not have a date.
So what? I don't have a date either.
What's your point?
So, what do you want to do tonight?
I guess we could be constructive and clean our closets.
We could go to a movie.
We could do what we normally do, talk dirty and pig out.
I'll get the bowls and the spoons.
I'll get the ice cream.
I'll get the chocolate sauce and whipped cream. Anything interesting happen while I was gone?
Does this mean you're back?
If you'll have me.
Ma got a letter from Gina Marie Donatelli. Her cousin Joe is hanging new wallpaper in Tony Bennett's guest bathroom.
Oh, I love Tony Bennett.
Oh, so do I. He was always so sweet to me.
Blanche, you dated Tony Bennett?
Honey, I did more than date him. He may have left his heart in San Francisco, but he left his shorts on my radiator.
You're kidding!
Hell no. Picture this.